Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Mars Hanemarim Paschana. Yitzhak ben Matisyo Shmuel, Matisyo Shmuel ben Shalom, Chai Reza Bastina, Rishu ben Rachel Sarah, Esther Espas Naomi Sarah, Rami Yosef ben Sarah ben Moshe Chaim, and Mars Sarah Levas Rivka. The Torah tells us, Adam ki akriv mikem korban Hashem, at the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. Rashi says, Lama ne'emar, what is it? Adam ki akriv, the dogesh on Adam. Modem rishon akriv min ha-gezel, shekol ha-yish shalai, afatem lo t'akriv min ha-gezel, like Adam ha-rishon. Wasn't makriv min ha-gezel, because everything belonged to him. So to you, should not be makriv min ha-gezel. It says in the Gemara in Bava Kama, and of samach vov amit beiz, korbanu v'lo ha-gozel, hechi dami. So it says that you have to bring your carbon and not a stolen carbon. What's the case? If you want to tell me that it's before Yeyush, Lamalikra, why do I need a pasuk for that for? Pashut. How could you bring a carbon that's not yours? Elam lacher Yeyush, it must be after Yeyush. Shmami na Yeyush leikani, it must be that even after Yeyush, it's still not yours. Ayin shem kol asig, the Rambam, in Hilchos Isurim is Beach, Perak Hei Alach Zayin writes that Hagoynev HaGoyzel V'Hikriv HaKarbon V'Hikriv HaKarbon Pasul. If somebody steals and is Makriv HaKarbon, it's Pasul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sono Shana Rasone Gezel Bo'ila Vein Tzarech Lomer Shana Miskabel. And it's Pashut that it's not Miskabel, that it's not received by Hashem. He hates it. V'im Nisiyashu HaBailim HaKarbon Kosher. But if there's Yesh Bailim, the carbon is Kosher. The Kesef Mishnah writes but the makor of the Rambam is from the din of Karbano velo ha-gozel. Can't be gozel. And that the Rambam writes that b'nisiyashu ha-bailim, the carbon is kosher. Question is why? The Rambam holds yeyush eino koneh. Since the Rambam is paskins yeyush eino koneh, how could he say that nisiyashu ha-bailim, the carbon is kosher? How can that be? That nisiyashu habaylim, the carbon is kosher. It's not yours. It's guzzel. Just like it was guzzel before Yeush, it's guzzel after Yeush. So why after Yeush is it okay and before Yeush it's not? That's the kasha. So this is discussed by many mefarshim. We're going to go with the approach of Hagon Rav Yaakov David Ilan and his wonderful sefer Masa Yad. He has a number of volumes. He also has on Shas, but he has on the Parshias. Not the easiest to understand Svarim, but worth the effort, definitely. So Akasha is, since the Rambam holds Yeush lo kana, how can the Rambam say Nisiyashu abaylim, the carbon is a carbon kosher? So first we have to go into a sugim bava kama daf samach vav amid aleph. There the Gemara says that in the pasuk it says v'isha sher yiga b'mishkavo etc. v'tamei ad arif. But the person's a zav and he's lies on something that's lied upon or sits on something that's sat upon becomes tameh, and anybody who touches it is tameh. So the Braisa darshins mishkav v'lo ha-gozel. The Braisa darshins his mishkav but not if it's stolen. If it's stolen, what's the din? Din is that he can't be metameh. Rashi writes it's a special gzeres ha-kosuv that the Mishkav Hazav does not become an Avatuma unless it was his own, not Gozel. Fraktosvis Vizeu Tema. Usually when Tosu says Tema, they tell you why. Here they just said Zeu Tema. Because what's the logic of Rashi? You can't be Metame something. If it's stolen, why not? Tumah is a metzias. He stole it. He didn't steal it. What does it matter whether it's stolen or not? It's tame, it's tame. How can whether or not you're tame, whether or not it's stolen, affect whether it becomes tame or not? That's so weird. And they also bring a kasha from the Rashban, from Mishnah and Tirus, that if ganavim go into a house, you assume everything there remains tar, but if there was an isha or an eved kenaini, the din is that the mishkavos are tameim, because we're choshish that the isha nida was a nida, and she sat on the mishkavos, lay on the mishkavos, so the eved kenaini did. Eved kenaini is a din of a zav. So what you see from this Mishnah, I'll call upon him, that you can be metame a mishkav that's not yours. So what's Rashi going to answer to that? Rashi seems to say if it's not yours, you can't be metame. Tosis Rid comes to Rashi's defense, and he writes that even though a zav is metame a mishkav that's not his, but it's a gzeiras hamelech that if he steals something, he's not metame. It's oein achinami. When we see in the Mishnah that he's metame mishkav that's not his, it's correct. He can be metame a mishkav that's not yours. Aber meken nish metame zan a mishkav which is stolen. That's the gzeiras hakosif. And it's similar to what we see in Sukkot, and Machlokes Reb Elazar in the Chachamim. If a person's yotze b'yom tov rishon shel chag b'sukkos shel chavero, Elazar says he's not yotze, Chacham say is yotze. But b'sukkah gzula, l'kulei alma, ain't no yotze. Sukkah gzula, everybody holds that he's not yotze. Why not? Because there's a gzeiras hakosuv of l'cha. And that's Mimayit. And it's a gozel. So sukkah gzula is no good. But if you sit in the sukkah of your friend, it's not gozel. Maybe you're yotze. But if it's gozel, you're not yotze. So too in our case. Even though the zav is metame a mishkav, that's not his. He's not metame a mishkav gozel. Megzeres hakasav of mishkavo. That's the Tosis Rid. And it could also be Shitas HaRambam. Rambam Paskas and Kalim, Perikov Dalet, Halacha Zayin. That mishkavo gozel is not tame, and they don't say Kalim. Note. The Rambam also brings the din of ganavim shenichnasu labayis, that you can be metame. So it's a steer here. How can you say that mishkav gozel is not tame when you see it can be metame which doesn't belong to you? You don't need to have bailus to be metame. So maybe the Rambam holds Taka, we just saw in the Tosis Rid, that there's a special din, an Exeris HaKosav, that Gozel isn't Tame, but it doesn't have to be yours. Special din of Gozel, so the Rambam can paskin both. Gozel is not tame, but these people who came into this person's house and they sat in his mishkav, they are metame, because it's not, they didn't steal it, they're just sitting on it. Doesn't have to be yours to be metame. But if it's stolen, if they take it into their possession, they steal it, then that is, then they're not metame. That's the gzeiras hakasav. Taka the Lecha Mishnah in the second parak of Vesel Zela writes that the mute of Eno Shelo is Dafka Begozel. So So now it appears follows that even though the Rambam paskins that Yeush isn't Kone, that means that it's not effective with respect to the fact that the Gazlan should be Kone the Gzela, that it should be his. But it loses its shame Gazel. When he steals something and there's a Yeush, it no longer has a shame Gazel. And this is like the Yesod of Tosfos, Bavakamas Samach Zayin and Samach Tes, that Yeush is effective, the inyan that you can sell it, even though you're not Kone with Yeush, you can still sell it, and others can be Zeuche. The Achronim explained Bedas HaTosus, Selagabe HaNigzol, there's a Chalos Yeush that isn't effective Legabe the Gazlan, but Legabe the Nigzol, there is a Chalos Yeush. Rak Legabe a Gazlan, it's not his, because Bisuras Liyadeh came to his hand Be'isser. Nevertheless, on this Gzela, there's a matzav of Yeush, and therefore others can be Zeuche, you can sell it. Chazanish, Simon Tez Zayin, Sif Katan Dalet. Writes that even if Yeush isn't Kaina, the Gazlan can be Makna Ide Suder. So it's considered Dasa Cheres Makna. See again, he can't take it for himself, he can give himself to somebody else. Chazanish there writes, being of Simon Tez Zayin, the Gazlan dies, the Yoresh is Zeuche La'achar Yeush B'Gzela. You see, Nochamal, for the Gazlan it doesn't work, but it works for others. So Muchach, that there is this effective Yeush. Even if you hold Yeush Eino Koine. And with this we can understand what they ask on the Rambam, who writes that in Kalim Perak, Mishnah Perak of Dal Halacha Zayin. Shibinis Yashu HaBailim. The Mishkov is Tamei. Shibinis Yashu HaBailim. The Mishkov is Tamei. If they have Bailim and it's stolen, so it's not Tamei. But if there's Yeush Bailim, it is Tamei. And this is Shver, the Rambam Paskins, Yeush Eino Koine. But based on what we said, it's Givaldik, we can say that since the Miut is that he can't be Metame, Dover HaGozel, not because it's not his. Because if you go into your friend's house, it can be time even when it's not yours, but only because it's a chalos shem gazel. Therefore, there's no tumas gazlan. It has to have a chalos shem gazel. And it could be that if it has a chalos shem gazel, even the nigzol can't be mitame, because it has a shem gazel. But if there's yeyush bailim, there's no longer a shem gazel. So we understand very well why it's Mitame. Because it no longer has its shame guzzle. So this Yisod explains the Rambam. You're right, Yeush isn't Kone, but don't say Yeush is nothing. Yeush is still effective, that it's no, makes it no longer in the Rishus of the Nigzel for certain Inyanim, including Tuma, that it no longer has a shame Gazel. Now, Linyan Korban HaGozel, Tosas Rit says, Bavakam Ayin Vav, based on the Gemara, that if somebody shechts L'shem Bailim, it's effective for the Bailim. So with that, we can say, you know why it's effective for the Bailim? Because there's a Kiyum HaShava. Rashi writes HaShava Saveda. He's shechting it for the Bailim. That's the HaShava. Rashi writes in one lashon that carbon agazel isn't even oil l'shem bailim. Fractoisvis shachad l'shem bailim, chazer karen l'bailim. So if you shecht it l'shem the bailim, then it should be returning. You're returning it to the bailim. So we have to say that Rashi holds that only in an instance where you shechted it for the bailim, it's considered hashav. But Rashi says that a carbon agazel is not oil the bailim somewhere where you didn't have kavanas for the bailim. So if you didn't have kavana for the bailim, it's not considered hashav. So it's muchach in Rashi that gazel is a psul in the chefts of the carbon. And therefore, it's not even oil l'shem bailim. If he didn't have kavana for the bailim, it's not oil l'shem bailim because it's a psul in the chefts of the carbon. But let's say the bailim were misyayish, it no longer has a shem gazel. So even though it's not oil l'gazlan, it's not his, but it should be effective for the bailim in an instance where he shechted it l'shem bailim. Since in such an instance, it no longer has a shem gazel. So Rashi says that carbon gazel is not effective for the bailim. But if he shechted it l'shem bailim, and there was yeush, so it no longer has a psul b'cheftza of being a gazel. And since it no longer has the b'cheftza of a psul of being a gazel, it's effective for the bailim. And based on this, we understand the Rambam also, like Avei Mishkav HaGazel, that even though Yeush isn't Kone, but after Yeush, it no longer has a Shem Gazel, because the Bailim were Misyayish, and it's not Mismayit anymore from the din of Mishkav HaGazel. So we see this is sowed in the Rambam, we see this is sowed in Rashi, Chora, that if there's Yeush, it no longer has a shame gazel. And therefore, if it no longer has a shame gazel, if you have a carbon that the bailim were misyayish, if you have a carbon and the bailim were misyayish, so, and he shechted it l'shem the bailim, it's going to be all the bailim, shem chova. Why? Because it no longer has the psul of gazel. If they weren't misyayish, then it's not enough, because it still has the psul gazel on it. But if they weren't if the bailim were misyayish, then it no longer has the psul gazel. That works for the carbon and also for the mishkav. As long as the bailim were misyayish, we understand why the Rambam says the mishkav is no longer tameh. The mishkav, if the bailim were misyayish, can now become tameh. There's no longer of a miut of mishkav of halo gazel, because he was misyayish, so it doesn't have a din gazel anymore. So in a similar vein, we can explain the Rambam Megabe carbon agazel. What do we say? Rambam says that a carbon agazel is no good, but if there's yeush, the carbon is kosher. And we asked, excuse me, How can the carbon be kosher? There's a din of the Rambam holds that Yeush is not kone. If Yeush isn't kone, then how come if there's Yeush Bailim, the carbon is kosher? Yeush isn't kone, so what does it matter if Misyayish? If he wasn't Misyayish, the carbon's puzzle. But if he was Misyayish, then it's not puzzle, it's kosher. But how could it be kosher? According to the Rambam, Yeush isn't kone. So now we can answer beautifully. Now what's the problem of Gazel? There's a chalos psul on the Gazel. The moment there's Yeush, it no longer has a shem Gazel. And therefore we're not going to passel the carbon anymore. So inyan ritzui, it's not going to be meratze, like we said in a recent shir. Same diuk. Because the Rambam says, nisiyashu abaylam a carbon kosher. He doesn't say that the Bailam were Misras, like he says in the Reisha. He goes, the Bailam are not carbon's puzzle. They know Olashem Bailam. He doesn't say in the latter case, it's Olashem Bailam. No. But if it's Gazel, the Rambam says, Vim Nisiyashu Abailam, a carbon kosher. It's kosher. It's not Ola Bailam. Not Ola for anybody, but it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because it no longer has a shame guzzle. It lost its miut of guzzle. It's not longer memuot from, because it's not guzzle anymore. It's insane. Hey, yeah, either Ram holds here, you're right, it wasn't konit, but it's not guzzle. It's not guzzle, so it's a carbon kosher, but it's still not meratze. Carbon's not meratze for a gazlan. So therefore the Rambam's chiddush is that if someone steals, there's a psul of gazel. There's yeush, he can bring it, and it's kosher. It's not meratze, but it's kosher. Because the psul of gazel is not just eino shelo, it's because there's a psul gazel. The moment there's yeush, you're right, it's eino shelo still. You're right, he's not Kona. But that doesn't bother us so much because it's no longer considered a guzzle, so it's kosher. So, kumtois, that the Rambam in Uchus Kelim and Rambam in Uchus Asurim Mizbeach are consistent. That the Hilchus Kalim, we saw that if there's Yeush, you could be Metame, your friend's Mishkav or Moshev. Aye, there's no Kenyan, you're right. But you don't need to have a Kenyan, you just need to have it not be Guzzle. This is also Meduyuk in the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, Perakas Halacha Aleph, that he writes the Gabi Lulav a Gazel. That even La'achar Yeush in Ayotze. The Rambam is telling us that even though it's Pashit based on what he says, that Yeush is in Kone, but still, you might make a mistake and say, you're right, Yeush is in Kone, but after Yeush, it's no longer considered Gazel. So it's Beseder Gamor. So the Teretz is, no, because you still need Lachem. You're right, it's not Guzzle anymore after Yeush, but it's still not Lachem, and therefore the Rambam's telling you, and Hilchos Lulav is emphasizing, don't think you're Yotze, even after Yeush, because it's not Lachem. It's still not yours. You're right, it's not Guzzle anymore, but it's still not yours. So this is a great topic to expand upon. There's obviously loads more to say. But the kitzur, we saw a big yisor, we asked the kasha at the beginning, that since Rambam holds Yerush is not kone, and how can the Rambam say that Nisiyashu Abaylim, the carbon is kosher, and we established the yisor based on numerous sources that Yerush isn't kone, but it makes it no longer guzzle. And no longer guzzle is an afkamina. The carbon is going to be kosher, even though it's not going to be meratzeh. So it's an afkamina by tuma. By tuma is mishkav umoshev. That you can't be metame mishkav a guzzle, but you can be metame a mishkav that's not yours. So as long as it's no longer guzzle, as long as there's yeush, you could be metame that. But by lulav, it has to be dafka lachem. And therefore, the fact that it's yours, the fact that it's no longer guzzle, doesn't help us. The yeush doesn't help us. Therefore, even after yeush, the person is not yotze. And we should be zoche lilmod ulilamed lishmor velasus ulakayim is called divrei salmo tarasu biahava amen via amen shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friend.